Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. My name is Paul Willistein. I am the editor of the Focus section of the Lehigh Valley Press, and this evening we are going to have the 8th Annual Student Poetry Project. We have three students with us to read their poems, and we also on the show have George Van Doren and Marilyn Hazelton. They are two of the judges for the 8th Annual Student Poetry Project, and of course the Poetry Project is sponsored by the Lehigh Valley Press, and it appeared in the April 17th and 18th issue of the Focus section. First off, I'd like to introduce George and Marilyn and have them make some comments about the Poetry Project. George Van Doren.
Thank you very much, Paul. Yeah, we had an interesting session, I thought, in judging the poems. And one of the things we tried to do first was talk about what do each of us look for in a poem. And we didn't look at what do we look for in a student poem, but what do we look for in a poem. And we came up with some things we could all agree upon and some where we differed a little bit. Marilyn?
We talked about imagery. We talked about the craft of simile and metaphor and rhythm and flow. Besides content, we were looking for craft, actually, in the poems.
Right. We're looking not only for you have to have an intellectual appeal, an emotional appeal, and a musical appeal, I think. Poetry is one of the few written forms where the sound is at least as important as the meaning.
And that's why we're so glad that WDIY was willing to have us on here for the Lehigh Valley Art Salon and have the students read their poems. Of course, it is National Poetry Month, but we like to think poetry is good all year round. And with that in mind, George, I'd like you to speak a little bit about your background and the poetry workshops that you offer at Penn State Lehigh Valley. And then, Marilyn, talk a little bit about the recently concluded poetry project that you did at the Florent Gallery and what's coming up for you.
Okay, well, I've always been interested in poetry. I was an English teacher for many years, and I was actually fortunate to teach a class in poetry and also a class in creative writing at Liberty High School. In retirement, I've been working with Penn State Lehigh Valley as part of their writing project, and our summer offerings for students, we offer a two-week writer's workshop for high school students. It's not strictly limited to poetry. It's really whatever the individual wants to work on. I've had some students do a lot of work with poetry, and others do short stories and so forth. But for me personally, poetry has always been something I really enjoyed. In fact, last summer I did a poetry workshop for teachers who were writing project fellows at Penn State Lehigh Valley.
Now, George, if students or their parents or guardians are interested in the poetry project at Penn State, how might they find out about it or register? What is the information, please?
Basically, Penn State Lehigh Valley offers writing workshops for every grade level from grade 1 through grade 12. And the information is at the website, which is SYC, as in Summer Youth Camps, ROAR, as in Nittany Lions Roar, .org.
Great. And Marilyn, let's hear about the Florent Project. And of course, you are the poet in residence at the Swain School. So talk a little bit about your background also with the other workshops and the public committee on the State Council on the Arts that you do, and then about your recent Florent project.
Oh, thank you, Paul. I actually started writing poetry when I was in the military, when I was stationed in Southeast Asia during the war there. And I began writing it as a way of staying centered and hopeful. And I continued writing over the years, mainly as, I would say, for the illumination that poetry provides in all situations, for going through all storms as well as fair weather. But I've been a rostered poet with the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts since 2000. And I've worked in organizations and schools up and down the east coast of Pennsylvania. And currently, yes, I work with students at the Swain School. And I also have just recently concluded 5 sessions at Florent Gallery in Emmaus. The gallery is owned by Florence and Anthony Rodell. And I actually practice quite a bit of the Japanese poetic forms. I go to conferences. I've been to conferences in Japan, as well as other parts of the U.S. and Canada. And so I've been working with photography and these forms. And as both Florence and Anthony Rodale are wonderful photographers and want to support and help develop photography in the Lehigh Valley, we've been working there. And we'll be beginning again in September at a slightly different location. So please listen and watch for information.
Great. Thank you, Marilyn. Is there a particular website that you have where people might find out that information about upcoming workshops? Or you'll just be putting out information?
We'll be putting out information. Okay. But there is a workshop for Florient Gallery. That's FLORENT projects. And if the people
sure.
Google that.
Certainly.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Marilyn. Well, now we're going to go right ahead and get to our first poet. And our first poet is Carla Victoria Lugo. She is age 10, grade 4, Freemansburg Elementary School in the Bethlehem Area School District. And we want to mention that Carla's poem, Puerto Rico's Christmas in Bethlehem, comes to us by way of a very special project. Puerto Rico's Christmas in Bethlehem by Carla Victoria Lugo was chosen by the Bach Choir of Bethlehem as one of four poems requested from fourth grade students at Freemansburg Elementary School to be featured on the choir's new CD, A Child's Christmas in Bethlehem, planned for recording in June 2013. Carla, we're going to ask you to read your poem now, and then George, maybe we'll have some questions afterwards. So here's Carla Victoria Lugo. Puerto Rico's Christmas in Bethlehem.
I hear my mom waking me up, pork shoulder sizzling, smelling the cookies, quesitos, pork shoulder, the leche cake, and dirt, tasting the sweet, sweet air coming from pots and pans, in the oven, in the kitchen, touching presents, the glittery red bows, glitter getting stuck in my fingers. The cozy warm blanket, me seeing my presents, seeing my big sister sleep in little sister. A box with a piece of candy, $20, in a box next to it that was empty. Believing los tres reyes magos, the three kings wise, settled down in my little house down the street. Los reyes settled their horses down and said, mira, ven y come, come eat. Tasting the hay, touching the dirt, they came.
Thank you very much. That was Carla Victoria Lugo reading her Puerto Rico's Christmas in Bethlehem, and she was chosen to represent the elementary school category. George, do you have any questions or comments in Marilyn about this poem?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I absolutely love the line breaks in the poem, which unfortunately our listeners can't see. But I think you did a wonderful job separating that and almost forcing us to read it the way you read it, which is a neat trick for a poet to do. I also love the way you used Spanish words along with the English words. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to ask you about that. How did you decide, where you're going to put a Spanish word? How did that happen?
Well, it came to my heart that the music and the rhythm, it should go together.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And we, in the paper, for those who saw the focus section, we tried to represent the line breaks as close as we could. And that's always a challenge for the paginator, but I think we did a pretty good job. What do you think, Carla?
I think you did a very good job.
Oh, thank you. Marilyn.
I love the fact that you have all five senses in your poem. Did your teacher ask you to do that?
We were doing a holiday poem for the Bach Choir, and she asked for the five senses, and I did this poem, and I did, yes.
It's very hard to do, actually, to have all five, and I think you did it beautifully.
Thank you.
And we should credit your teacher, and that is Mrs. Gilrain, as in Jenny Gilrain, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
I'd also like to point out, for if there are any elementary school writers out there, One of the wonderful things that Carla did was she used a lot of ing words. We have, you know, smelling, sizzling, tasting, but she didn't do a list of them. They're not just one after the other after the other. A lot of times when I look at elementary school poetry, that's what I see. Somebody comes up with an idea. It was a good idea. Let's do it 75 times. And then it's not a good idea anymore. But using it sparingly, but repeating it is a good strategy.
I think that you took us into your home and into your family tradition for Christmas. And really very nicely done.
Thank you very much, Carla. Now next, we'd like to hear from our representative of the middle school category, and that is Cecilia Labus, and she is age 13, grade 8, Northampton Area Middle School, Northampton Area School District. Now, first of all, Cecilia, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yeah, it's Cecilia Labus.
Cecilia Labus. I'm sorry, I apologize.
It's okay.
Very nice. And Cecilia's poem is titled Coffee Shop.
Wavy hair, combat boots, dark eyes, old books, rosy cheeks, chapped lips, guitar strums, coffee sips, open minds, closed doors, free thoughts, tamed words, mothers, daughters, friends, and lovers, cheeky grins, hairpins, raspy voices, bold choices, foot taps and finger snaps, long talks, have a sit, I am an accepted misfit.
Excellent. George?
Very nice. Now, of course, I have to ask, being a sort of a coffee aficionado, do you have a favorite coffee shop that you're writing about here, or is this?
Actually, the one that I wrote about was one in Northampton, and my brother took me there when his band played, and I really loved the people there. Were very welcoming, and.
Let me guess, yeah. Cecilia, is that on Main Street?
Yeah.
Roxy Theater.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember the name of it offhand.
I don't remember.
Oh, gee, we're missing an opportunity here.
I know.
But it's, is it Federal or something to do? At any rate, folks, check it out. It's a really cute coffee shop. It's on Main Street, not far from the Roxy Theater. You can't miss it. Marilyn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that you used, this is like a path. This is like a plan. And the wonderful thing about poetry is that it helps us do that. It reads as though you brought together everything, not everything, but a number of things that are helping you move forward. I wonder if you could talk about your process just for a second or so.
About, like,
bringing this all together, you know.
Well, when I was at the coffee shop, I kind of just, this wasn't like a school thing. I just came back and I just really wanted to write a poem about it because it was just, sounds really corny, but I just really loved the atmosphere that was in this coffee shop and just hearing the music and the people and drinking the coffee. I just really liked it. So I tried to put everything I liked into a poem.
I think we need to find out where this coffee shop is.
We will. Hopefully during the break, we will Google it and we will get this information on this show. Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon for the 8th Annual Student Poetry Project. We're here with the student poets reading their poems. We've heard from the elementary school poet and the middle school poet. And we'd like to thank Cecilia for reading her poem. We're also here with George Van Doren and Marilyn Hazelton, two members of the poetry committee.
Can I say just Certainly. One more thing about Cecilia's
Sure.
poem? There is an end rhyme, but it's a very gentle end rhyme,
mm-hmm.
so that it's not difficult to listen to. And so you've shared these wonderful things with us, and you've also made it easy for us to enjoy them.
Yeah,
thank
you. I'm not a big fan of rhyming poems. And you have used rhyme, I think, very well in this poem because sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not.
Right.
Most of the time it's not beating you over the head.
Right.
You're not aware of it all that much, but very nicely done.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And you're listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY for the 8th Annual Student Poetry Project. We'll be right back after this message. WDIY is pleased to partner with the Zollner Art Center, presenting Love Me on Monday, April 29th at 8 p.m. For information, 610-758-2787
or ZollnerArtsCenter.org.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Arts Academy Charter School, serving students in grades 5 through 8, a tuition-free, arts-enriched public school. Academic curriculum is enhanced by classes in dance, figure skating, theater, music, and visual arts. Students have artistic as well as academic instruction each school day. For more information, arts-cs.org.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Paul Willistein, and I am the focus editor at Lehigh Valley Press. Lehigh Valley Press, again, sponsored the 8th Annual Student Poetry Project. And you can read those poems in the April 17th and 18th issue of Lehigh Valley Press. Back copies are available. They are also online for the first time this year on the Lehigh Valley Press website. You can pick up copies at the Bethlehem Press office at 308 East 3rd Street or the Parkland area office at 26th and Walbert Avenue in the Allentown area. I'm here with George Van Doren and Marilyn Hazelton. They are members of the Poetry Adjudication Committee. That's a fancy word for Poetry Committee Judges. Now we're going to hear from our high school representative, and that is Kelsey Coe. And Kelsey is age 16, and she's in grade 10 at Freedom High School in the Bethlehem Area School District. And she is going to read her poem titled Apollo.
The summer our lips met, we were two bright celestial bodies. Sprawling constellations pulsed tightly above our heads, and I knew them like the way I memorized the galaxies that course through your upturned palms. You still cannot fathom why, but please know this. Our entangled fingers held every nook and cranny of the Milky Way. And I could have sworn we were vaster than any cosmos, but everyone knows the tide changes with the gravity of moonshine. Now you are light years away, and we orbit in paths of push and shove. I never knew that stardust could taste so bitter.
Thank you, Kelsey. And George and Marilyn, feel free to jump in here.
Well, I have to say, the one obvious thing is, as someone who reads a lot of poetry and taught English for a lot of years, is the extended metaphor where you have the galaxy, the Milky Way, the celestial thing going through. Talk a little bit about how you did that when you composed the piece.
Honestly, I composed this like in the car when I was getting home from orchestra practice, and I was just I was looking out the window and reflecting on like kind of past relationships and like the kind of nostalgic kind of feeling, mm-hmm. and almost feelings of regret, I guess, for a longing for the past, kind of. So I looked at the night sky, and I was like, that'd be a good idea.
Now, you mentioned orchestra practice, Kelsey. Yeah. This is Paul jumping in here. Mm-hmm. What instrument do you play, and what orchestra?
Oh, I play the violin, and I play in the Young People's Philharmonic. It's in this area. So.
Yes, wonderful. Yeah. Great organization. Marilyn. Mm.
I love the way that you actually have scientific terms in here. You know, you're talking, you have a connection with mythology, with Apollo, you have the scientific terms for the sky, and you have a wonderful flow and ebb, which may have come from your violin practice that you had just, And I had a question and I've forgotten it, so I'll step back for a moment.
I have this just in. We do have the name of the coffee house for Cecilia's poem from Northampton, and it's the Taylor Roasted Coffee House. And I'll tell you what, if that doesn't prove that WDIY is Lehigh Valley Community Radio, I don't know what does, because we went out and got that for you. It's Taylor Roasted Coffee House. Check it out. Now, Marilyn would like to talk a little bit more about Kelsey Coe's poem.
Right. It struck me that you had the influence of music. You were coming home, perhaps a bit tired, perhaps relaxed. And what kind of paper did you write this down on?
I wrote on my phone in this day and age.
Oh, my goodness.
You do, I guess.
Oh, very good.
Did you do any revision at all when you got home and looked at it, or is this pretty much first draft? There's
it's
no right answer
draft,
here.
First draft, yeah. Okay. I mean.
Oh, cool. Now, was this an iPhone or was it a...
Android.
Okay.
Teen Android.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. I have to say, I wish my first drafts all came out that nice.
Thank you. That's
yes.
Nice of you.
Yes.
We're on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, and we're with the 8th Annual Student Poetry Project. We're speaking with Kelsey Coe. She represents the high school division of the Poetry Project, which is sponsored by Lehigh Valley Press. Marilyn and George, additional comments?
I would just like, before we run out of time, if we could, Kelsey had a second poem that she entered in the contest, which, in my personal opinion, was equally as wonderful as the first one. Mm-hmm. And I would ask her to read it at this time.
Excellent. Kelsey, announce the title and go right ahead.
D.C. Alfine. I never understood reincarnation until I met you in stuttering increments. You are always crow's feet and a passion for words, with calloused hands that remind me that you will leave my body riddled with questions. Every time you find me, it is bright and buoyant in the wake of being lost. I guess what I'm trying to say is people love in different ways, and I love through a looking glass hung in a narrow corridor. When you tiptoe out the front door, I know that you'll be back wearing a different body, the morning dew caught on your tongue.
That's wonderful.
Could you, for the people who aren't musicians, could you explain D.C. Alfine?
Okay, so D.C. Alfine basically means you repeat the song until you get back to where it says fine, where you stop.
So D.C. is to go back to the beginning.
Yeah, it's back to the beginning, so reincarnation and all that.
And if you look at the poem, the beginning, the first lines of the poem and the last lines of the poem address the theme of reincarnation.
Well, we'd like to thank all of the student poets for being on Lehigh Valley Art Salon for the 8th Annual Student Poetry Project, sponsored by the Lehigh Valley Press, and it appears in the focus section and online. We'd also like to thank WDIY for having the students read their poems. We have Kelsey Coe, Cecilia Libus, Carla Victoria Lugo. And also, we want to mention that these students, in addition to having their poems published in the Lehigh Valley Press and their photos and read on WDIY, the students whose poems were chosen to appear on the front of the focus section each received a $50 gift card from the State Theater for the Arts. And students whose poems also appeared in the focus section received $25 gift cards to the State Theater for the Arts. We'd like to thank the State Theater very much, and we'd also like to thank Lehigh Valley Press for sponsoring the 8th Annual Student Poetry Project.
I'd also like to mention we've been thanking people and recognizing people who contributed, and I'd like to recognize a friend of mine who contributed to Kelsey's education, Dave Kleist, who's an English teacher at Freedom High School and whose course Kelsey was in, and who recommended that she participate in this contest.
And in addition to Marilyn Hazelton and George Van Doren and myself, the Student Poetry Project Committee included Anne E. Michael. She is the DeSales University Writing Coordinator, whose book of poems, Water Rights, was published recently. Bonnie Blyler, teacher. Stacey Saran Alexander, WDIY Youth Media Program. Shirley DeLucio, retired Bethlehem Area School District English teacher. We'd like to thank again everybody for the 8th Annual Student Poetry Project. I'm Paul Woolestein, here on WDIY for Lehigh Valley Art Salon.
The 8th Annual Poetry Project is funded in part by grants from the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission, Morningstar Rotary of Bethlehem, Crayola, and Just Born.